Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Knoll. This is going to be a very empowering hour. A lot of information I'm going to share on health and healing and reversing aging, on the coronavirus, new information, and I'm going to be providing a forum for those scientists and physicians and nurses who are being censored. Their information firsthand is being deleted. Also, a commentary today, if time permits, from Chris Hedges. We're going to also have a commentary on Chris Hedges. It's going to be the taking a look at the treason of the ruling class. And this is from SheerPost. Also, if time permits, a commentary from John Whitehead. It's not a revolution. It's a blueprint for locking down the nation. And we're also going to have a video that we're going to show, and you can go to prn.fm and watch it. It's called Artificial Intelligence is Making It Easier to Kill You. Here's How. And Dr. Martin Paul, in a discussion to the National Institute of Health, the 5G rollout is absolutely insane. And by the way, we have 11 articles now, all fully referenced, that you can download and share with others about why they should become local activists in their communities. And if they give them the videos that we have attached, all with experts under oath telling the truth, none of this is the mainstream media sharing. So we're going to give you the tools you need to get the information out to the people in your community. But we begin with the latest on health and healing. According to Erasmus University Medical Center, that's in the Netherlands, eating a whole grain diet could help lower diabetes risk. This was a large study, and it looks at two types of carbohydrates and their effects upon the risk of developing diabetes. It was about, I can guess, 4 or 5 years ago that a popular doctor brought out a book, and he was all against grains. Now, I know this man. In fact, I met him just 6 months ago at a get-together. And I offered him, you know, some research that would show that his information was wrong. He just smiled. He didn't care. But I want you to know that whole grains are extremely important. And yet some people will stay away from grains altogether. Well, they all have gluten. No, they don't. And it depends upon the source of the gluten. Also, if it's unrefined, and that's what you want that fiber. Well, a new analysis of more than 200,000 people found that eating a high-quality carbohydrate, that's an unrefined, or what's called a whole grain, was associated with a substantially reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. This is from the head scientist, Dr. Kim Braun, from Erasmus University Medical Center and Harvard's School of Public Health. Quote, we looked at whether this effect is different for high-quality carbohydrates and low-quality carbohydrates, which include the sugary foods and potatoes. And what they found was that high-quality carbohydrates are associated with a higher, it'll lower your risk if you're eating whole grains of diabetes. It's that simple. And this also included the 69,949 women in the Nurses' Health Study and 90,000 women in the Nurses' Health Study 2 and 40,000 men in the health professionals' follow-up study, mainly medical doctors. So this is a big study over a long period of time. Now, because diabetes is one of the leading killers in the United States, actual diagnosed diabetes is only about one-third. It's around 25 to 30 million. But then you have the pre-diabetics, generally are overweight, frequently have high blood pressure, and up goes that blood sugar. That puts you at substantial risk of a heart attack and stroke and cancer. So go to whole grains like millet, brown rice, quinoa. All right. From Tufts University, there wasn't a second study here. Grapes are very important, especially at this time. Now, this is good because more people today are paying attention to personal health and wellness among the coronavirus pandemic. And so, better than at any time to make sure that you're having lots of fresh fruits. Now, not all fruits are the same. Citrus is very good. In fact, I recommend what I do every day. I have a green apple with lemon juice every morning. It doesn't have to be much, 8 ounces. And that's great for alkalizing the body. It helps to rebalance if you've had anything too acidic. It also is great for people who have arthritis and pain and swelling. And in effect, it's like turning on the light inside your body. And it prepares you. And you have this before you go out and do your exercise. But another thing to have later in the day is make your own grape. You can make a slurry. You can make a grape juice. You can eat the grapes, because it's the skin and the seed of the grape that is most nourishing. And that's what we should be doing now, having more grapes in our diet. Because grapes provide extra health benefits for the brain, the heart, and the colon. And there are two professors at Tufts Friedman School of Nutritional Science that showed how healthy diets that include grapes can help flatten the COVID-19 curve. That's important. So remember, they have resveratrol and great antioxidants. In fact, grapes have over 1,600 different phytonutrients that are there to help maintain a high level of antioxidant activity and then enhances cell-to-cell communication, which helps maintain the health of cells. So why would I suggest you eat grapes? Several reasons. First, because higher intakes of specific nutrients boost your immune system, while low intakes lead to less effective immune responses and higher susceptibility to infections. And beyond the measures taken to fight a virus, in the short term, long term impacts are generally also forgotten, but they help reduce our susceptibility. The stronger your immune system, the less things you're going to be falling ill to. So preventing and lessening the severity of existing cardiovascular disease and diabetes, that can help. In a recent multi-investigation study, estimated 45% of all cardiovascular disease and deaths are directly attributable to poor diet. And another recent study estimated that poor diets kill 530,000 Americans every year, or about 1,500 a day. That's just a poor diet. Now remember, in the grape, you have a natural source of polyphenylstilbenoid, and it's called resveratrol, and that really supercharges your immune system. Just something to help you. From Columbia University and the University of Miami, a team of researchers collaborating found, and this is the Miami Miller School of Medicine, found evidence that human hair turning gray can be due to stress and then reverting it to its natural color when the stress was removed. That's something new, and this was an important study. So the takeaway message here is that the role of melanin, M-E-L-A-N-I-N, and certain proteins play in giving hair its natural color. And so they took over 400 hair samples and analyzed them using imaging techniques that detected pigment levels in different parts of the hair. And they found that some of the hairs were gray on the tips rather than the roots. And then they found this was directly related to the coloring, also to stress. So the takeaway message is de-stress yourself and help maintain natural color of your hair or regain the natural color back. And also, one of the things that we want is we want to reduce oxidative stress. Oxidative stress in the regular athlete will cause your body to prematurely age even as you're being made more fit. So here's the confusion. But if I'm out there exercising, Gary, and I've lost some body fat, and I've got more endurance and strength and stamina, what's wrong with that? The answer is nothing's wrong with it, except that you're also prematurely aging your body and your cells and your mitochondria and your DNA and your telomeres, because you're not compensating. So when you compensate by taking in the nutrients that are known to trap those free radicals and neutralize them, then you get a double positive. You get the benefits of all that you just said and more, but you don't get the downside of oxidative stress. Well, now Yazoo University in Iran found that there are benefits from what is called rosmarinic acid on oxidative stress and inflammatory cytokines in peripheral blood mononuclear cells. In just lay language, it means that an herbal medicine, and let me spell it for you, R-O-S-M-A-R-I-N-I-C, it's an acid, and that can help stop oxidative stress, and that protects you. And from Penn State University comes a new study that killing coronavirus with handheld ultraviolet light device may be feasible. Remember, we mentioned this 3 months ago. Vitamin D, also the herb astragalus, which was your number one herb, and also licorice root extract, and echinacea, vitamin C, vitamin D, selenium. And then I went through the different foods, but also I talked about ozone therapy, intravenous vitamin C drips, and ultraviolet light therapy, and how we used to use these in the laboratory all the time. Quote from Penn State University, a personal handheld device emitting high-intensity ultraviolet light to disinfect areas by killing the novel coronavirus is now feasible, according to researchers at Penn State, University of Minnesota, and two Japanese universities. So four universities involved here. There are two commonly employed methods to sanitize and disinfect areas from bacteria and viruses, chemicals or ultraviolet radiation exposure. The UV radiation is in the 200 to 300 nanometer range and known to destroy the virus, making the virus incapable of reproducing and infecting. Widespread adoption of this efficient ultraviolet approach is much in demand during the current pandemic, but it requires ultraviolet radiation sources that emit sufficiently high doses of ultraviolet light. While devices with these high dose currents currently exist, the ultraviolet radiation source is typically an expensive mercury-containing gas discharge lamp, which requires high power, has a relatively short lifetime, and is bulky. The solution is to develop high-performance ultraviolet light-emitting diodes, which would be far more portable, long-lasting, energy-efficient, environmentally benign. While these LED exist, applying a current to them for light emission is complicated by the fact that the electrode material also has to be transparent to ultraviolet light. Quote, you have to ensure a sufficient ultraviolet light dose to kill all the viruses, said Penn State's Associate Professor of Material Science, Physics, and Chemistry. This means you need high-performance UV LED emitting a high intensity of ultraviolet light, which is currently limited to the transparent electrode material being used. So, that's good news. Now, one of the things I really appreciate about America is we find problems and we find solutions. And so, now they're into the solution. And that's good. Here's my takeaway message. There are thousands of board-certified medical doctors, tens of thousands of nurses, many who are holistic in their training. There are many scientists who are looking for more natural, non-toxic ways of dealing with all viruses and bacteria, like MRSA, etc. And for years and years and years, thousands upon thousands of patients with every kind of terminal illness imaginable came to the Tri-State Healing Center, and we had one of the reasons it was because I never advertised it. It was because word of mouth. People gone to other places were not getting the satisfactory treatment came there, also because over half the people were treated pro bono. They didn't pay anything, but they got outstanding treatment. And we found that ozone and intravenous vitamin C was able to destroy HIV viruses and cytomegalotoxic plasmosis. We had all forms of upper respiratory tract infections that were cured. A nursing home owner came there for about a year and was taking the protocols, according to him, back into his nursing home. So if we were to put now into emergency care in all the nursing homes, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, intravenous vitamin drips, based upon what is currently in the peer-reviewed medical literature, and ozone, of which there are more than 5,000 studies, we could be saving an awful lot of people's lives, not just from the current viruses going around, but also those who would be in critical care or in hospice care. It would give them another opportunity to have a longer life than what otherwise they would have. Just something to think about. We're 15 minutes into our program. That's the latest on health and healing. We're going to take a break, and when we come back from the break, I want to share some insights from some medical doctors. These are board-certified physicians, but you're not hearing about them because there is an active effort to delete them. How do I know? This is from YouTube's CEO, the person who runs YouTube. Quote, "We will delete anything that contradicts the World Health Organization on COVID-19. This is Susan Wojcicki, the CEO of YouTube. So what if you have legitimate, peer-reviewed, published material from respected institutions that contradict the World Health Organization's position? And we've already seen the World Health has been wrong repeatedly, not just on COVID, but on many of the vaccines that they've been promoting worldwide. So you're saying the truth is irrelevant, Susan Wojcicki. You're saying that the politics of YouTube and Google, I'd like to welcome you all over the world. People are listening. I'd like to thank the people in South Africa who are listening every day. All of the good people in West Virginia, my home state. You're seeing old television programs, new television programs. We have been on a campaign to help people who have been homebound by releasing 37 brand new lectures. Brand new. I did them over the last 2 months. And those are free, and we send them out to everyone. So we're trying to keep people in the loop on everything. What I'm about to share with you is from Dr. Gary Coles, K-O-H-L-S. And Gary Coles writes the following. Subject, what 90% of physicians and 100% of mainstream media talking heads, including PBS and NPR, don't know about the pandemic, vaccines, Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and Big Pharma. And then here it is, and this is from a physician. Quote, don't be me. I'm a medical doctor, but let me tell you what I didn't know and what 90% of all MDs do not know. I did not know that vaccines had not been tested against any placebo ever. I did not know that animal testing would be skipped for the future COVID vaccines. I did not know that 30-plus ingredients were used in vaccines. I did not know there were neurotoxic aluminum and mercury molecules in vaccines. I did not know that research vaccines before vaccinating on our own children, it was not done. I did not know that my own precocious, active, talking son could be vaccine damaged. I did not know that my own baby brother, also a medical doctor, would become paralyzed and then die after his swine flu vaccine in the same hospital where he had received his medical training. I did not know that my mother, a registered nurse, would get 8 vaccines in one day to catch up with newly added CDC vaccines to keep her job as head nurse in the largest hospital in America and then get such severe, aggressive, progressive brain fog in days and became unable to dial a phone or push an elevator button or remember any of her 5 children in a few weeks and then have this dementia progress and then die in diapers. I did not know that vaccines were given a blanket indemnification from liability in 1986 and now total immunity for all COVID vaccines for the future. I did not know that we gave more vaccines than any other country starting on day one. I did not know that we had the highest rate of sudden infant death centers of the top 35 industrial countries, nor did I know that more autism exists here than any other country in the world, nor did I know that vaccines could injure an infant's brain, nor did I know that vaccines can result in autoimmunity and neurological damage, nor did I know that herd immunity does not apply to vaccines and is a myth created by the CDC, nor did I know that vaccines have almost no effect after about 4 years. I did not know how emotional the topic would be and how angry people would be at me for just asking questions about vaccine safety. I did not know that pediatricians were paid to give vaccines, nor did I know that the CDC owned the patents on so many vaccines, nor that the National Institute of Health stands to make billions of dollars on the COVID vaccine. I did not know how angry at myself I would be for not knowing that the CDC committed fraud and destroyed their own evidence in their vaccine safety studies when it showed vaccines can cause autistic neurological changes. I did not know that a whistleblower came forward with all the evidence, but he was silenced. I did not know that Merck committed fraud in their vaccine research repeatedly, nor did I know that aluminum molecules in the vaccine ingredients is connected to brain inflammation, and brain inflammation has been proven to be connected to autism. Nor did I know that vaccines contained human cells from aborted fetuses. I did not know about how much mainstream media would censor the independent research that showed these facts. I did not know that 90% of all vaccine research that the CDC and FDA use to approve vaccines are done by the scientists hired by the vaccine makers. I did not know if we were alone. I didn't know how many other millions of parents and families in the world have been affected by vaccine reactions. I did not know how many would find, join, and share the Facebook help group, vaccine support group on Facebook. I did not know that Facebook would delete the scientific medical research that had been suppressed, deleted, or censored until it happened to us. Quote, this is separate. This is from the Gates-sponsored vaccine corporation, a startup, Moderna. Catastrophe, 20% of human test subjects severely injured from the Gates-Fauci coronavirus vaccine. Okay? Despite Moderna's cheery press release, the clinical trial results for its groundbreaking COVID vaccine could not be much worse. The vaccine, developed and championed by Anthony Fauci and financed by Bill Gates, used an experiment, mRNA technology, that the two men hope would allow rapid deployment to meet President Trump's ambitious warp speed deadline. In fact, Fauci was so confident of his vaccine safety that he waived ferret and primate studies. Moderna suspiciously reported no health data from its mouse studies. And three of the 15 human guinea pigs in the high-dose cohort, 250 micrograms, suffered a, quote, serious adverse event, end quote, within 43 days of receiving Moderna's vaccine. Moderna did not release its clinical trial study or raw data, but its press release, which was inconsistent, and acknowledged that three volunteers developed grade 3 systematic events defined by the FDA as, quote, preventing daily activity and requiring medical intervention. So, here we have what has been promoted all along, and you see the downside of it. And that's unfortunate. So, we also have to look at this. This is a peer-reviewed journal. I'm going to cite you something that no one else has done. This is from Professor Brian S. Hooker and Neil Z. Miller. The article in the publication, and this is a Sage Open Medicine, and it's current. The article is entitled Analysis of Health Outcomes in Vaccinated and Unvaccinated Children, Developmental Delays, Asthma, Ear Infections, Gastrointestinal Disorders. Then I'll go to the conclusions, quote, in this study, which only allowed for the calculation of unadjusted observational associations, Higher ORs were observed within the vaccinated versus unvaccinated group for developmental delay, asthma, and air infections. Further study is necessary to understand the full spectrum of health effects associated with childhood vaccinations. So here we have a group that's not vaccinated, they're healthy. A group that's fully vaccinated, they end up with higher levels of developmental delays, asthma, ear infections, and gastrointestinal disorders. So why don't you hear about those ever? But you don't. What else do we have? Well, I believe that we should take an honest look, as does Chris Hedges. And he lays out some very compelling arguments. And we need to hear his arguments, because I'm sure many of you have had similar insights. And it begins with the idea that we are a nation that is ruled by forces that we know and understand and those we don't. We talk about that all the time. We've done several articles on that. Danny Sheehan and others, John Whitehead, have come on this program to talk about this, the deep state. And the only benefit that I've seen this far from President Trump as president is that he is the first president to force the deep state out of hiding and into public view. Just yesterday, something that was not in the mainstream media is the second most powerful person in the Justice Department, and who was working with Comey, he's working with Strzok, he's working with all the people who are involved in the Russia gate. Well, under oath, he had to acknowledge that there was no Russia collusion. He had to acknowledge that he wouldn't do it over again and that he really didn't read the FISA warrants that he signed. Yeah, he took cover. But once again, he and all the others, when they're under oath and they can be held accountable to perjury, they say there's nothing here. And they are correct. There's never been anything there. And yet they won't be held accountable. The ruling elites no longer have legitimacy. They have destroyed our capitalist democracy, according to Chris Hedges, and replaced it with a mafia state. What the Roman philosopher Cicero called a commonwealth, a res publica, or a public thing, or property of the people, has been transformed into an instrument of naked pillage and repression on behalf of a global corporate oligarchy. What does it make us? It makes us serfs ruled by obscenely rich, omnipotent masters who loot the U.S. Treasury, pay little or no taxes, and have perverted the judiciary, the media, and the legislative branches of government to strip us of our civil liberties and give them the freedom to commit financial fraud and theft. The loss of control over our system of rulership, the misuse of our democratic institutions, the electoral process and laws to funnel money upwards into just a handful of oligarchs while stripping us, we the people, of power, ominously means that the ruling elites can no longer claim the right to have a monopoly on violence. Violence employed by police and security agencies like the FBI, which have developed into an occupying force to protect the exclusive interest of a tiny ruling criminal class, exposes the fiction of the rule of law and the treason of the ruling elite. I knew Stokely Carmichael. He was a friend. He used to come down the Tri-State Healing Center all the time. I wanted to put him on a protocol. He was sick, but he had to go to Africa, he said, and when he returned from Africa, he would definitely work the protocol. He used to sit for hours at a time in the room where we had a lot, the majority of the people were African Americans who had AIDS, and they wanted their own space. We got a whole room for about 24 at a time, could get their vitamin drips, and I would be in there every night with them, talking with them. Bill Tatum of the Amsterdam News was there. Arthur Ashe was there. Isaac Hayes would come down with trays of juices, even though we made juices, fresh organic juices, all day and all night. He would stop off at the health food store and get a whole big bag of juices, like 20 juices, and bring them in. In fact, they had a card made Isaac Hayes Green Juice. And so there were a lot of people within the African-American community. Doug Henderson, the highly respected African-American lawyer and journalist. And so it was a meeting place. But it was Stokely Carmichael who said, in order for nonviolence to work, your opponent must all have a conscience. And if your opponent is bereft of a conscience, then state violence is inevitable. And that's going to be met with counterviolence. Tyranny takes the place of reform. The danger of widespread sectarian violence in America is now very real. Yes. Just yesterday morning, I had my semi-annual skin examination. And if you've been in the sun a lot, as I have, training and racing, and you were stupid, as I was when I was a teenager and didn't think about protecting my skin, well, you want to make sure you don't get skin cancer later. But the interesting part of yesterday was not that I'm, you know, having to sit there with a mask on and as was the clinician, but the conversation that ensued. The person said, "What is going on?" And this person said, "The cities like New York City and other places, it's one thing for people to protest, that I support. But this person said, I don't support this violence. I don't support shooting cops or people. I don't support breaking into people's businesses. No. And this person said, they better not come into the suburbs of Florida or Texas or some other states, because if they do, they're going to run smack into people who are armed and the silent majority who are angry at what they see as the inequality in class, inequality in income, inequality in opportunity now in the United States, where people have worked hard, have lost everything, and they're angry, but you don't hear them. That person was correct. There are three options. Reform, which is given the decay in the American body, politic, is impossible. I told you this yesterday. Revolution or tyranny. The more things deteriorate, the more the elites feel threatened. The more brutal the police, the National Guard, and the organs of state security will become. The longer the serfs defy their masters, the more the populations in the jails and prisons, which are already the largest in the world, will swell. If the mafia state is not overthrown, then America will become a naked police state where any opposition, however tepid, will be met with draconian censorship or force. Police in cities around the country have already thwarted the reopening of dozens of journalists being able to report properly. They've been met with physical force, arrest, tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. The huge social divides, largely built around race, will be used by the neo-fascists in power to divert legitimate rage by a betrayed working class to set neighborhood against neighborhood. Neo-fascist patriots will be unleashed like attack dogs against people of color. Muslims, feminists, intellectuals, artists, the media, and liberals will also be attacked. Dissent, even nonviolent dissent, will become treason. The uprisings in the streets of America and cities are not only about the wanton murder by police of yet another person of color, but a frantic fight to wrest back power over our own lives. They go far beyond and behind police brutality, a daily reality for those trapped in our internal colonies, where 1,100 citizens are murdered by police every year, almost all unarmed. The uprisings are fueled as well by the seizure of the institutional and structural mechanisms that once made some form of equality, always imperfect and always colored by an animus towards the poor and people of color possible. Half the country lives in poverty, or a category called near poverty. The working class and the working poor are priced out of the healthcare system. The schools do not educate their children who live without adequate food and are often unable to find clean water, are repeatedly evicted from their homes, have their utilities shut off, cannot find jobs, are crippled by punishing debt peonage, and with the pandemic are dying at disproportionately high rates. They get the message the oligarchs are sending. They and their children are expendable. They don't count. Their lives are of no consequence unless they are locked in a cage where their bodies can generate as much as $60,000 a year for the multitude of corporations, including for-profit medical services, food services, money transfer services, commissary services, phone services, private prison and prison contractors. Do not mention the large corporations and state governments that exploit the cheap and bonded labor of 1 million of our 2.3 million prisoners. The prison system is a multi-billion-dollar-a-year industry with lobbyists and state capitals in Washington making sure these bodies remain in cages or are put back into cages soon after they are released. The neo-slavery in our prisons is the corporate model envisioned for all of America. The two ruling parties are equally complicit in this assault. The Democratic Party, in the midst of the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, is trying to sell us a presidential nominee, Joe Biden, who is one of the principal architects of the deindustrialization and responsible for the loss of hundreds of thousands of good union jobs. Biden and Bill Clinton also destroyed our welfare program, where 70% of the recipients were children, and orchestrated the doubling of our prison population and the tripling and quadrupling of sentences. Biden, if you just look at his background, was a driving force behind the notoriously harsh penalties of the Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1986-1988 and the Three Strikes legislation in the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, which also provided funding for 100,000 new police officers and the aggressive prosecution of 16 new capital crimes. He sponsored legislation to dramatically curtail the ability of those in prison to appeal and led to the passage of the Federal Death Penalty Act of 1994 and the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. He oversaw the militarization of the police and the massive expansion of death-eligible crimes, which he has repeatedly bragged about. Biden was also at the forefront of the resegregation of our public school system and has repeatedly called for cuts to Social Security. He was instrumental in the disastrous trade deals such as NAFTA and austerity programs, as well as establishing the most pervasive system of mass government surveillance in human history. Watching Stacey Abrams, who certainly knows better, twist herself into contortions to lavish praise on Biden, even tossing the Me Too movement overboard, is another sad example of the corrosive disease of careerism. Biden, one of the most important architects behind the wars in the Middle East, where we have squandered upwards of $7 trillion and destroyed or extinguished the lives of millions of people, is personally responsible for far more suffering and death at home and abroad than Donald Trump. If we had a functioning judicial and legislative system, Biden, along with other architects of our disastrous imperial wars, plundering of the country and betrayal of the American working class, would be put on trial, not offered up as a solution to our political and economic debacle. The myopia of the ruling elites is that they think they can foist Biden on us because he is not Trump. But the game is up. The facade of democracy no longer works. It is only the dwindling and largely white middle and professional classes who still believe the fiction that this election offers a choice or that we live in a democracy. I'm Gary Noll. We're going to take a break and come back. Your thoughts, your opportunity to call in and share your points of view on what we've been discussing. 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. Like to hear from you. Give us a call now. In just a moment, we're going to go to some of your calls before we go forward. Just want to bring you up to date. We have just received our Cocoa Magic Bars, a highly nutritious nutrition bar, and tomorrow we're receiving our organic mint chocolate bars. And we're asking you to place your orders now because we're going to stop shipping the moment it gets too hot to ship because we don't want the bars melting. So we're making it really easy for you today. You're going to get 24 Cocoa Magic bars. That's two boxes. Plus, I'm going to give you a free DVD. This was on PBS stations. It was called Power Foods. It's a really upbeat, positive look at bad foods that we eat every day, good foods that we don't eat because we don't know what to do with them, and then showing you how we make these healthy foods into really outrageously delicious gourmet vegan treats. It's a whole hour long. So that's the package. So you're going to love the Coco Magic Nutrition Bars. They're gluten-free. There's lots of organic materials in here. High doses of the omega-3 fatty acids, antioxidants, and probiotics. So it's no wonder that the healthy, low-glycemic bars work like, well, they just work terrific inside the body. What's in them? First, you're getting 12 grams of muscle-building plant-based protein per bar. You're getting antioxidant-rich cherries and green tea and walnuts. You can look at the ingredients. Organic almond butter, prebiotic fiber, organic rice protein, and almonds and organic clover honey and cherries and organic dark chocolate, the unsweetened chocolate, organic cacao, organic coconut oil, organic sesame seeds, organic and all kinds of vanilla extract, stevia, plus green tea, spirulina, and chlorella. You're getting all that. So gluten-free, vegan, you bet. So you're going to get 24 bars and just put them in a refrigerator, put them in a dry, cool place because I'm not going to ship anymore after about 2 weeks now. And these can go out today. Plus, you're getting this free DVD. All right? So let me give you the number to call. 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. So watch the DVD. It's really upbeat. It's really, really fun. But it teaches you how to make wonderful meals out of things you might not otherwise use. And then you got the benefit of going out and you put a, Coco Magic bar in your pocket. And when you're hungry, you eat it. So that's one thing. Also, we are allowing for more than one purchase of our cereal, and that is coming at you. That's our breakfast bowl, and our breakfast bowl is just terrific. It's got all the right ingredients in it, so I just want people to have everything that they need, and get it now. So here's what's in our breakfast bowl. You're getting these steel-cut oatmeal, oat fiber, coconut oil, brown rice protein, flaxseed powder, almond protein, bananas, blueberries, pomegranates, watermelon, cherries, strawberries, raspberries, grapes, and grapeseed extract, papaya, prunes, apples, acerola, goji berries, cranberries, acai berries, bilberries, parsley, carrots, cabbage, spinach, kale, barley grass, asparagus, spirulina, celery, onion, cauliflower, broccoli, and radishes. And by the way, you're saving $6, and we're not limiting this to one bag, and a bag has, I think, 12 servings. Anyhow, it's only $1.58 per serving. How about that? Go into any restaurant in America, go into a diner, and say, I want a bowl of oatmeal, just a plain bowl of oatmeal. They might have some, raisins on the table or brown sugar, some restaurants do. But I'm talking about have everything I put into this for $1.58. Forget it. You couldn't have got that at Horn Hardit in the 1950s. So this is a terrific value. All right? So this is your breakfast bowl, your healthy breakfast bowl. I just had some this morning. Tasted delicious, by the way. So order it now because we've got a 4,000 more bag shipment coming in, so we're allowing people to have an extra couple bags. So give a call for the most delicious, tasting, nutritious breakfast cereal I have ever seen. I created this. And so I looked at every breakfast out there. We must have looked at 100 different types of cereal, and I wanted something that was truly healthy. And I know of no cereal that you could put in your body in the morning. No cereal is going to give you, for example, organic kale and organic barley grass and asparagus and spirulina and celery and onion, because you would taste it. Here I was able to put other ingredients in so you don't taste that. What you taste is it tastes like a vanilla almond. That's what it tastes like. Delicious, but very nutritious. So start your day the right way. Again, take it with you wherever you go. All right? Call this number, 877-627-5065, 877-627-5065, to get your cereal. So, you got the Cocoa Magic Bars and you got your cereal. Now, I'm going to see who we have here we can go to and say hello. Let's say hello to Victoria from Nyack. Your turn.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thank you.
I'm a longtime follower. I've taken some workshops with you at your place in Manhattan. I'm a new grandmother of a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And my biggest concern, you know, they're totally not vaccinated. They can't go to regular school anymore. It's just everything, you know. But my biggest concern right now is 5G, because I've been listening to Robert Kennedy on your show and also the 5G summit. And I'm a literary art teacher, and I wrote a very, I think, well-written letter and sent it to my local, you know, Ellen Jaffe and Cuomo and different people. So my question to you, because you know so much, everything from personal, maybe things we can wear and have in our homes, but can you create an action step on every level? Like, who's the best person to reach? I put a comment on, there was a comment that was due on June 9th. I think people could still go on to the FEC and tell how you feel, because I guess there's still some hearings. But Robert Kennedy was saying that a few small counties did reject 5G. So could you tell us more or have a special seminar?
Victoria, I'm happy to help you. So please take some notes, and everyone else in the audience as well. We've heard the old adage that all politics should be local. Unfortunately, activism is not something that you're going to see much of, unless it's something that you're seeing now. But unfortunately, and there's one thing to go out and protest because you're righteously angry, and I would agree with that, but you have to do something to change the existing system. So the first thing becomes educational, and that's going to take a little time. Don't rush it. Go to prn.fm, prn.fm, and then go to where it says articles. Look under the vaccine articles. There's close to 50 of them. Now, when we write articles, anytime I've written articles, I always write them as if that article could be used as evidence in a court of law. Therefore, there has to be scholarship, proper citations, accuracy, objectivity. There can't just be any form of rant. You can't allow just gross bias. So you have to have something that you could say to a congressional hearing, here is what I want to share, and you could give that into evidence as an exhibit, or you could read from it. In fact, all across America, we were having people able to stop fluoridation in the local communities using an article called The Fluoride Fiasco I wrote years and years ago. We have to do the same thing. So first, educate yourself by being fully aware of every single argument they're going to give you on the pro-vaccine side. Now, I don't believe in anybody is anti-vaccine, because everyone who's been injured was pro-vaccine. I believe that what we should be calling everyone is freedom of choice advocates. Because you want the right to vaccinate if they can prove by gold standard of science with a double-blind, placebo-controlled study using, let's say, a salt solution, that they've actually done this in following a group of children who were not vaccinated at all and a group that were, with all their different vaccines, for 5 years. And then on a six-month basis, you check them, serological examinations, neurological examinations, see are they both developing equally or one or the other is developing differently. Then you've done something science has never done, never once. Then you have an opportunity to say, we have the evidence, and the evidence does not support that I should exercise my freedom of choice to use this. All right? That's number one. Number two, watch the four documentaries. There are other good documentaries. Vax has got two good documentaries out. Big Tree, I commend him for his good work. We have four multi-award-winning documentaries, and ours does the hard-hitting investigative reporting. The others have not, especially the last one that I did, and Deadly Deception. So download all four documentaries. They are The Silent Epidemic. They're free, and they're on my prn.fm. Silent Epidemic, A Deadly Deception, Autism Made in USA, and Vaccine Nation. So now you're watching how the whole vaccine industry works. We strip away all the facade of the so-called good science at the CDC and show you the fraudulent science, the criminal science, the vaccine makers. It's all just one gigantic fraud show. So now you have the two elements at hand. Then you start sharing these with other people. You share them with other parents, even in your neighborhood, even in a block or building. And then you start your own grassroots support system. You then ask for public hearings, and you bring forth those individuals, and there are many who are experts, like board-certified pediatricians, like Dr. Pileski, and they will testify, or if I'm in New York, I will testify, as I have, under oath, and we just decimate them. There's just no way that they win when we do that. And watch the ones where I testified under oath in New York and to stop the H1N1 mandatory vaccines, and we succeeded, at least for years. So educate first, then organize at the local level. Then you start organizing with other groups around the United States. Be careful. Some groups are actually pro-vaccine, but they are astroturf groups. They're funded secretly by Big Pharma. They pretend to be challenging vaccines, but they're not. And then when you get enough people, then we go through Robert Kennedy or John Whitehead or Danny Sheehan, and we sue the government to try to get this into the Supreme Court, where we're showing that the exemption law that allowed the identification or holding all pharmaceutical companies harmless was not based upon science. It was based upon politics and profiteering, and we have all the background on all the people that supported that and lobbied it, because immediately after it was passed, they quit Congress and went to work for the pharmaceutical industry. That's where you want to go. You want to overturn that law, because that is the weak link in all of vaccinology. If you took away the vaccine maker's identification, the entire field of vaccine would collapse overnight. It would just collapse. It'd become non-existent. So understand what the long-term goal is. Now, it's not going to be done overnight, but then we've got to get politicians on our side, and by taking large petitions with the declaration, we want you to vote against, you know, or have hold hearings to undo this law, to rescind this law. That's our goal. If you do that, then in time, we will be able to make steps forward. All right? That's what I would suggest, Victoria. Let's say thank you for calling, Victoria. Let's say hello to John from Long Island. Hi, John. Your turn.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you. You have personally, you've saved my life with what I've learned listening to you. I had a heart problem where I had, during a stress test, I almost died, and subsequently got a triple bypass and have lost over 90 pounds. And it's all due to everything I listen to you. I listen to you every day. And my concern right now is everything you say is 100% true. And I just want to be able to help in any way I can. Like yesterday, you had the information about working against with the truth against Wikipedia. If I could do something like that or anything else that I could do.
Okay, with good. John, let me tell you what you can do, and thank you. In fact, all of you could help. Here's where we're at. 2 years ago, I started a campaign to expose the corruption of the so-called encyclopedia called Wikipedia. What we have done since then is we have done the most in-depth investigative reporting in American history of any organization. We've written over 72 articles. We've written 11 legal letters to the board, and they refuse to respond. However, what we've shown is that they are not objective. They are anonymous. They can show no expertise in the area. They can show bias. They're extremely biased, and they're going against every one of their own guidelines and rules. So if you found something wrong, patently wrong, with a bio, and you corrected it, some administrator will come in, completely revert it within seconds. And that's true of no matter who it is. We're talking about thousands of people who have been wrongly libeled. I'm one of them. So what we have done is we have detailed the deceptions, the lack of proper scholarship on their part, and they've refused to do any changes at all. So now we're suing them. We're suing the individuals. We've unmasked them. They don't know that yet. They think they're very smart. No. They're bullies. They're anonymous bullies. And so what we're doing now is we're asking for their indemnification status, meaning they can't be sued, to be stripped of them. Now, interesting, both Trump and Biden both agree that that should be taken away. Members of Congress, both parties agree it should be taken away. And because it's been, they've weaponized Wikipedia. It's a terrible organization. And they're against all alternative therapies. They're pro-vaccine. They're pro-GMOs. I mean, everything we're for that they seem to be against, and we have science they don't. That's why I first read the articles. They're on PRN.fm. Go under Wikipedia. You'll see all the articles. You'll see the letters. You'll see my letter where I'm an official whistleblower, and I've got my status and my number from the Inspector General of the Internal Revenue Service. We're going after them for their nonprofit status. So what we want you to do, now something is happening inside of Wikipedia. Just this weekend, they sent out information about how they're changing the rules inside how all the editors and administrators work. Why? Because they're acknowledging the type of biases and hate campaigns against each other. So if you were a good editor and you wanted to change something that was wrong, good luck with that, because it's whoever controls and has the power as administrator to control everyone's bio, and they don't want any of those bios touched. So what you do is you become an editor, and Richard Gale will show you how to be an editor, and he's going to give you one single thing to correct. Now, we know what they're going to do. They're going to revert it, and there's going to be a discussion behind the scenes on their discussion boards. They'll have hundreds, sometimes thousands of comments. We have all of them. So we can prove malice aforethought. We can prove bias. We can prove intent to do harm. We can prove intent to scrub any positive information on someone. So we're going to challenge them, and this is going to be part of our effort to show in court that there is nothing legitimate when it comes to the biased editors of Wikipedia. And we're going to expose those who are associated with Big Pharma and ideological groups, etc. So give a call. Let me give you the number. Anyone and everyone who would like to be a part of this. Take back the truth from Wikipedia. Call 646-926-5422. 646-926-5422. Give your name and phone number. Richard Gale will speak to you. He'll give you a call. We're doing this now. We'll have this finished within the week. And then shortly thereafter, if our lawyers feel that we have everything needed at that point, we will go forward, and I will then have a press conference on the air. It's coming very shortly. But I don't rush anything. I want us to win. I want the American people to win. I want all the people who've sacrificed, all the chiropractors, homeopaths, osteopaths. I want all of the holistic dentists and doctors, medical doctors. I want all the nutritionists and therapists who have been maligned by Wikipedia en masse with no opportunity to appeal that character assassination. I want them to have their day in court. So we're the ones taking them on. Robert Kennedy's part of it. So once we open the door, we will flood them with hundreds of thousands of lawsuits, hundreds of thousands. They have no idea what they're up against. They're just very sure of themselves because they've never been challenged at the front because of the bill that the Communications Decency Act that protects them. Well, you're not allowed to be in violation of that, and they're in violation, as we will show. So give a call if you want to be one of the citizen activists, and you'll be anonymous, all right? You're not in any lawsuit. They are, and we know who they are. We have their addresses. They'll be served paper shortly. Give a call, 646-926-5422, and then support truth in journalism. Truth in encyclopedias, good encyclopedia like Encyclopedia Britannica, not anonymous people who have no expertise and yet condemning people who have spent their whole lives in professional fields of healthcare and medicine, saving lives. That's what they've done. So they've gotten a lot of people angry all over the place. So now we are all working together to correct this gross injustice. Thank you, John from Long Island. And I look forward to hearing that a lot of people called in and we move forward. Next week, or tomorrow, I'm going to be taking on the myths of the COVID virus and the uncertainties that prevail. Have a nice day, everyone.